My name is Lori Russell, and I'm running for the Board of Education for Orange County. I'm a parent of three. I decided to run because I want to be useful to my community. I believe public education is the absolute foundation of a healthy society. Over the decade that my kids have been in Orange County schools, I've been engaged with school district issues, volunteered, and listened a lot to educators and parents and students about what's working and where they need a lot more support. Professionally, I'm a lawyer, and I've spent my career in leadership, governance, and accountability roles, most recently overseeing ethics, compliance, and public affairs for a large global organization. That work involved navigating very complex systems, setting policies, balancing limited resources, and building trust across very different stakeholders. Those are the same skills that are needed for a successful board member. At a moment when institutions are under a lot of strain, this felt like a place where my experience and my values could genuinely serve our schools. My top three issues are educator support and retention, equity and access, especially where families are finding the system difficult to navigate, and third, trust, transparency, and clear communication and collaboration with the community. Recruitment matters, for sure, and retention is just as important. This includes compensation where possible. It also includes mentorship, manageable workloads, classroom resources, and opportunities for professional growth. I support transparent and open conversations about compensation and working conditions grounded in respect and realism. And I'm interested in partnerships that really help build sustainable local pipelines of educators who want to stay in our community. Equity means meeting students where they are so every kid has a real opportunity to succeed. And that requires first being honest about where the gaps persist and making sure that resources are directed to where they have the greatest impact. This includes looking at the evidence and using evidence-based approaches like early literacy, targeted academic interventions, strong mental health supports, and clear attention to barriers related to language or disability. It also means examining how processes like timelines, communications, and eligibility criteria affect families differently and adjusting the system so that access doesn't depend on being an insider or having extra resources. Schools are the center of the community, and I think we need to have the trust and transparency with our community by ensuring clear policies, consistent communication, and accountability to make sure that students, families, and educators have the stability that they deserve. Right now, we're in a moment where state and federal requirements don't always align with our local values. And while we don't control the laws we must follow, we do control how policies are implemented, communicated, and interpreted in our community. Strong governance means navigating those realities with clarity, integrity, transparency, and care, always keeping the students at the center. I have deep respect for everyone willing to serve, and I appreciate the dedication of everyone running. What I bring is a blend of policy and legal experience, a strong listening-centered approach, and a commitment to transparent ethical leadership that builds trust over time. While I grew up in rural Alamance County, I also bring a perspective that is shaped by living and working in four countries, including my service in the U.S. Peace Corps. Those diverse experiences have taught me that change happens through partnership, humility, and consistent, persistent effort. The board deserves a lot of credit for continuing to guide the district through some very challenging conditions, in particular, the lack of a state budget, while still maintaining a focus on student learning and long-term planning. That stability and continuity matters, especially during periods of uncertainty, and that steady leadership has a lot of value. I do believe there is always room to improve how decisions are communicated to educators and families, particularly around complex and high-impact issues. Even when a decision is sound, clearer explanation and earlier engagement can strengthen trust and understanding across the community. Schools are more than just buildings. They are the heart of a strong community. Children cannot reach their potential unless they are supported as whole people. When families feel connected to their schools, everyone benefits. As a board member, I will advocate for stronger, more visible partnerships between schools, families, and the broader community so students feel seen and supported and valued. And that can include clear collaboration with local nonprofits, cultural organizations, and community businesses, and making sure that families actually know these resources exist and how to access them. I'll also recognize community connection as a protective factor that supports student belonging, engagement, and safety. And lastly, I think supporting school environments that feel welcoming to caregivers, where families experience partnership rather than barriers or confusion, will go a long way to establishing the trust needed to serve our kids best. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of steady leadership, ethical decision-making, and a deep commitment to public education as a public good. Most of all, I want them to know I'm running because I care deeply about this community and I am ready to advocate for it.